This is Bethan from the Settling the Southlands podcast. The podcast you're about to listen to is part of the Professional Casual Network. For more podcasts like this, visit professionalcasual.com.
The Professional Casual Network has gear. Check out teespring.com/store/professionalcasual for fresh new swag. A huge shout out to our sponsor, BeardedDragonGames.online. Pick up all your local game store goodness from Magic the Gathering, Dungeons & Dragons, Pathfinder, or WFURP 4th Edition, as well as terrain, paints, board games, comics, and more. Make sure to use code PROFESSIONALCASUAL at checkout for free domestic shipping, or PCME10 for 10% off your total order at BeardedDragonGames.online. Also, a special thanks to Built Bar for sponsoring the show. To get 10% off your order and to help support the show, use code PROFESSIONALCASUAL at checkout or use the link in the show notes.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. It's 207.
I hope Bruno's in heaven.
Of a Grim Podcast of Perilous Adventure. Nice.
Nice.
It's been a long time
Bruno
since
gets
nice.
An app for life.
Oof. Which
no, that's good.
Ring does he end up
judged
in?
On his, if he was judged on his morality, mm-hmm. it's not good.
Mm-hmm.
But he's I think of him more as like an animal that happens to talk. You know?
That's real.
Thinking good. Of Bruno as a horse that you get to pretend to talk with peanut butter does unfortunately make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
If you want to send pictures of horses, you can do so to 603-803-3235.
Yeah. Just don't do it on TikTok.
Yeah, you will get banned. And send a postcard. Hey, listen, good weather's coming up. If you're going on vacation and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Send a postcard to the network. Let us know how you're doing. And you can send that to P.O. Box G, Willikers, West Oneonta, New York, 13861.
Even if you're not going on vacation, send a postcard from the town that you are currently in.
Oh, yeah.
Wherever it is.
Yeah.
Love to see those.
And like, a magnet.
Mm.
Magnet?
Yeah, you know like the city magnets?
Danny loves magnets.
I love magnets.
How do they work?
And finally, send a fridge.
If you want to send a fridge. Send a fridge.
Send a fridge. Speaking of, we do have a Throne account, which is where we have some things on there that you can help contribute to if you want. There's a mini fridge on there for the studio.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that would be dope.
That does have people that have contributed towards it.
Nice.
So
that's rad.
You can do that.
Oh, that's awesome. So yeah. You don't have to buy the whole fridge. You can be like, I'll put $10 towards this fridge.
Yep.
That's really cool.
Pretty great.
I that was part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Help us get that fridge so we can store our DNA samples safely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can't wait to do like real long, like you do stream-a-thon sometimes, but I want to do like stream-a-thon of us like assembling and painting models and maybe playing games at the same time.
That hobby hangout that we did was an absolute blast.
That was so much fun, and it was only like 2 hours here.
I snorted half a sprue by accident based on the clippers I was using. It was not on purpose. It
shot
hurt a lot.
Skeleton torso right up his nose. It was hilarious. I'd never seen a model do that in my 20 plus years of experience.
And thankfully,
with this.
There's video evidence.
Right?
Yeah.
Only Tim. And it's just streams and things of Tim learning the hobby.
Yeah.
Check out my only entertaining.
Tims, so.
Yeah. So we need a fridge down there so we can, you know, keep having the energy drinks to go on and do like a 24 hour stream.
Yeah. That time we did a 24 hour stream was an absolute blast.
That was fun too. We did it pretty separately, but it was still fun.
But that
I got to get on.
Ben took the night shift and like actually did a hell of a job with it too. But Taylor, Dan, myself.
What was he doing during it? Does anyone remember?
Link to the Past randomizers.
Oh, sweet. Yeah, let's do that again.
I tried a few things because my computer wasn't able to handle a lot. So I did some Dawn of War.
Yeah.
Like the first one.
Yeah.
And then I clicked one menu and it slowed everything down to where it was like unplayable.
It was really cool. Someone clipped a bit from it too, where your computer just turned into a straight up toaster while like armies were running around.
Yeah. It was like, all right, well, I guess we'll try to finish this mission. And then I played like the Pokemon Infinite Fusions, and that was still slow.
Yeah.
But I learned that I can't use OBS. Or I can't use Streamlabs.
It takes a lot of resources. If only someone had mentioned it ahead of time and was like, hey, just so you know.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, it worked for most of the time.
Yeah.
But, you know, the computer is almost 4 years old, which is pretty ancient for a laptop.
Next time, I'll get in on it, and I will stream me reading.
Ooh.
Oh, nice. Are you going to narrate all of it?
No, just you silently on a couch reading.
And then people can call me out for how many times I'll, like, read a page and then check my phone. Check my phone. I'll finish a whole book.
Do we at least get some, like, ASMR, like, chewing sounds?
Ooh, yeah. Ooh, and I can do, like, the...
Yes.
Thank you.
That's all the rage is the nails on whatever surfaces.
Really?
Gross.
That's a thing.
That sounds like a thing.
Yeah. There's so many things out there.
There are a lot of things.
There's a lot of things.
Like our patrons.
Oh. We're great. And they are also some of the ASMR.
Best things I know.
Your turn.
Like I need a book.
Take a look. It's in a book.
We got Dagna, Insider Drinker, Otis, Tony Hot Hands, Briar Mage. How about a Leroy? Maybe you've heard of him. Let's go with maybe a James. Did I already say that one?
No. Nope.
Cider Drinker.
You got that.
Maybe Iron Maze. How about a Pony Danza? Nope. X-Paxis.
Mm-hmm.
I've
totally lost count because you said a bunch of other names.
Crab. Daryl. Is there a Daryl?
What about one who jumps?
Oh, Cliff Jumper.
Yeah.
Is that it?
What was other brother Daryl?
Oh, yeah, his other brother Daryl.
Does Cliff Jumper jump off the cliffs?
Yeah.
Oh, there's the new dirty name that we can't say.
Yeah, that at the $10 tier. The real McAsshole or whatever. Tau, I cannot believe it. And Bicon.
You're the one who said, I don't want the book.
Yeah, I just wanted to double check.
I didn't even see that you were reaching for it, by the way. Yeah. Your camera's off.
Oh, yeah, fair.
I just knew.
Where are we at?
Mothman.
Do you want me to read a review?
Yeah.
Calm down, God. Just kidding.
This
is a grim podcast. All right, because Shia LaBeouf said so. This is from Matthew Ray. They gave us 5 out of 5 stars, and the title is A Gleeful Adventure in a Grim World. The gang of regular-ish characters are drawn into a tale of intrigue, cults, and nobles in league with the devil. While the forces of evil conspire to oppress the people and corrupt the government, our heroes do their semi-literate best to set things right, get rich, and train a duck to do magic. The Empire may be in trouble. The Grim Podcast is anything but. While Warhammer is known for its gothic trappings, this podcast brings out the lighter side as well. The players are obviously having fun, but the characters are too. They're doing their best to enjoy the world around them and live interesting lives. That makes it so much easier to connect with the story. These aren't bundles of stats conjured up to win the game. The protagonists are heroes of quiet sort. They insist on decency in a decadent world. They aren't strictly good or competent, but by Sigmar, they are trying. But that doesn't dim the horror. On the contrary, because we see the Warhammer world from a human scale, the cannibals, beastmen, and demon wizards feel all the more threatening. The death of an NPC or the afflictions heaped on the PCs carry real emotional weight. Reckless behavior rebounds on the PCs with serious consequences.
Oh.
Self-serving behavior hurts the cause, and innocent people get caught up in foul machinations. Apart from the story itself, the cast is just a delight. Their bonhomie... Sorry, that's a word I don't know. Cut this out.
I also don't know that one.
Right. It's a real word, though. I looked it up. Their bonhomie shines through, and it's plain old pleasant to spend time with them. The sound quality and editing feel polished while the cast maintains a casual charm. I appreciate that balance between technical professionalism and earnest presentation.
Ooh.
And props to Dan for the editing stuff, because that's all him. And he is like, as someone who edited a podcast for a very long time, Dan is meticulous and his standards are incredible.
I try. Yeah. Sometimes I have to yell at people and be like, hey, stop it.
Stop cussing.
Sorry for cussing.
Not even that.
I'm not sorry.
It's PG-13. A little bit's fine.
Yeah, everyone gets one.
Yeah, it's bonhomie.
These aren't bundles of stats conjured up to win the game reads really true.
Yeah.
Yeah, do you have any stats there, JB?
That's just getting in the way of role-playing,
right,
man.
Right, you've had another week to do it.
He has more stuff written on his character sheet for skills he has, but he has not spent points on them whatsoever.
I mean, more stuff written for skills. Oh, like he's written.
He has advanced skills. He has a bunch of like really good advanced skills, but no numbers next to them whatsoever.
Numbers are hard.
Have them yet?
Numbers are hard, and I like to, you know, just really feel it out. Really, just go with the flow of how my.
What does this say?
Brewing. Melee brewing? Brawling.
Oh, gotcha. All right.
It's going to be biting ankles. Brewing.
Listen, sometimes you got to beat that yeast back down.
Boom.
Yeah. I don't know. This character is not going to make, you know, 50 episodes. So,
He's fine. He even used a fate point yet. Hit you twice, stomped on you.
We're just going to go back to the city proper. We're going to get a little Ergo baby carrier.
Oh, that'd be
good. I'm going to strap you to my back, right? Like a treant kind of thing.
Okay.
You're just going to be up there. And then you could just like crossbow pistol people right in the face.
And if someone hits you in the chest, you can spend a Stubbs point to break the crit.
Yeah. Like, no.
Just break Stubbs.
Yeah.
Just block with my body. You get
the broken condition.
Right.
It's fine.
Before we move off the review, Dan, I cannot believe you edit all of my nonsense and talking over people into something listenable. So golf clap.
The talking over people is totally understandable because I know you're on a little bit of a lag. So like if people don't know that while listening, Ben is almost always remote. So like he hears things just a second or two after we say it. So yeah, sometimes there's a little bit of talking over. If it's really bad, often somebody will repeat what they say and I'll just cut out the other part. That happened on the last episode I edited, and luckily I think it was you repeated it and it was like, all right, there it is. I don't have to piece it together.
My least favorite thing about not having my camera working is when Ben makes a joke that's just for me. I can't look snidely at him and smile. I miss that a lot.
Yeah, do you have a new laptop on Throne?
No.
Because I've done the podcast for a while, I recognize the necessity of like just repeat the thing. Just give them the raw materials. They'll figure it out.
Yeah.
I will say, and this can be cut if you want, having the cameras on does mean that I am able to pick up on the subtle cues that somebody else is about to talk and I should just wait my turn. The cameras off, I have no idea. I am guessing.
I did forget to turn my camera on. I'll do that quick.
That is okay.
For whatever reason, OBS has claimed like my actual computer camera and I cannot turn it on without having, when we have those issues where like Discord just closes, is because I figured.
I'm fine. Dan's the one who has to edit this.
Yeah.
Like, you know, apologize to him.
It's something that drives me crazy, too, because there was a Patreon podcast I was listening to for like 60 episodes. And I finally like downgraded my Patreon subscription because it was like, I don't want to listen to this show anymore. There was over talking.
The slithering. Sorry about that.
It's going to end someday.
There we go. We'll get there.
It's like three episodes from the end and then just haven't gone up.
Yeah.
No, but like I lowered my subscription because I was like, I just can't do it. Like, it's been so many episodes and they haven't fixed that when there's a couple cast members that just constantly talk over everybody else. And it was just, it's not worth the extra $5 a month.
Yeah.
See, instead of lowering my subscription, I just lowered my standards.
But I'm paying
for
it.
To my ex.
And it makes me angry every time I would hear them do it. And I'm like, why am I paying extra for this? Like, I love their content, but this show is just not doing it for me. So I'm not going to pay for it.
It's this show right here, right?
Like, this show is free.
Oh,
the difficulty of trying not to talk over each other, that's hard. And like, no one can manage it perfectly. Like, I consider myself a pretty good podcaster at this point. I talk over constantly just because, like, that's the nature of a comedy role-playing podcast. Everyone's trying to make jokes and trying to make things happen. Like, that's understandable.
Mm-hmm.
But the editing is where it really kind of it separates the men from the boys.
Well, there's always that, like, short hallway syndrome, too, right? Where, like, do I go to the other side? But if they go over there, too, like, we mess it up. So, like, there's always that, like, well, if I should continue because they might stop, but if I stop, then it's awkward.
Whoop.
And I oop.
Yeah, we just had that earlier. I oop with Webby going past me and just staying still. No, that but I really appreciate reviews like that that give us a whole bunch of reasons why they love it. Like, not, you know, we appreciate any 5-star review, even if they're like, I really like this show. It's great. Like, that's still like, hey, thank you. The people that really let us know what we're doing right is nice.
Yes.
Because we do get messages here and there about what we're doing wrong, which typically I appreciate.
Yeah.
Especially like if it's like constructive rules.
Criticism. Yeah.
We need to
know that stuff.
I appreciate constructive criticism. Once in a while, I'm like, well, I don't agree with that. Mm-hmm. But okay. Like, you're allowed to have an opinion.
Mm-hmm. We've had at least 5 reviews where no one's complained about me directly. I'm actually in a pretty good spot.
Yeah.
Right? How does that make you feel? I don't want to make you feel bad, but
one guy has made 3 reviews specifically about how much I suck.
So it's the same guy.
It's the same guy.
I'm sure I cussed you out on my stream earlier today, Tim.
I was writing a blog post about the Lustria book.
Yeah.
So, of course, I had a link to Settling the Southlands because, like, man, I wish this book came out before we did Settling the Southlands.
I know where this is going.
So I went, checked the first. I just put a link to episode 0 of that. Mm-hmm. And I looked and I was like, oh, there's a new comment here. And it's like, so I checked this show out too to see if Tim is just as obnoxious here. And it's just as bad. All he talks about is soft cheese. And I was like, accurate.
That's the charm of the character though.
But like the soft cheese thing doesn't come in for quite a few episodes in. So he listened to it for a while, then went back to episode 0 and left a comment. And I was like, thanks for the engagement. I appreciate it.
I feel bad. I did link that guy to a whole bunch of cheese making videos on YouTube after that comment. Oh, yeah.
That's very funny. Oh, that is very funny.
He should know by now. Like, if he did listen to like almost 200 episodes of Gapapa, I mean, maybe giving another shout, who knows? So, you know, more power to you, man. You're allowed to like what you like. It's fine. Yeah. But
just let the man like soft cheese.
No, I forgot where I was going with that. It's just so funny. Man.
Just let it ride. It's cool.
Yeah.
Like the title of his review was like, Tim just ruins it.
Technical bits.
Oh my gosh. I do specifically want to thank you, Dan, for all of your editing prowess, because I don't know if our listeners at home know this, but I actually sound in real life like I gargle straight acetone. So just the ability to make my voice sound like listenable. Props to you.
Mm. I mean, dude, give yourself some credit for the voice. Mina is very well.
No,
is very well realized.
I think she's talking about her natural speaking.
Yeah.
Voice, which is a combination of Fran Drescher and The Rock.
Yeah.
Which is like, it's a very good balance, but the filter that Dan has picked out, like, makes her like really kind of stand out.
Yeah.
Oy.
All right, my students are always like, that's not your podcast. That doesn't sound like you. And then they take my podcasting class and I'm like, here is the magic of audio editing. And they're like, wow.
Welcome to the world of filters.
Right? Oh, those are such a pain in audition. Like the demon talked way back in like episode 17 to put it through that filter. So it had like that weird echo that sounded cool. I don't want to go into all of it, but it took a while to figure that out because it was doing it to the whole track. And I was like, no, that's not what I want at all and everything. And it got it there. And then like something happened when I did the mix down. So like it shifted where it was. So like it was like there was like a 10-second pause. And then at some point later, all of a sudden the demon was talking over everything else. And I was like, how did that happen?
I know most of this will probably get cut out, but like doing the Birdsteins on Elite Eight Showdown where I was applying those filters conversationally.
Yeah, that's awful.
I hated it so much. Mm-hmm. Glad that show got canceled. Like,
right. Didn't you tell Chuck that like if we have the Birdsteins, they have to be like within their own contained couple minutes?
They have to be in the first 10 minutes. Otherwise, I'm not going to bother. Like, they cannot come in randomly throughout an episode. 0%.
Mm.
You tried to do a filter for the one shot that my brother ran for us, and we like all immediately vetoed it because it was unlistenable.
I feel like I prepped it a whole ton too. I was like, hey guys, just so you know, there's going to be this thing.
Yeah, you knew ahead of time.
Yeah.
It's one of those things when you do it on stream, it's not. It sounds cool because it sounded, the radio demon thing was neat, but like hearing it right in the headphones and what it was like overpowering.
Yeah. I had no idea what that was going to be like in a Discord style setting. So
yeah, it was worth the try.
I like that you make the effort to try to, you know, change things up because the auto tune worked out great. That was extremely funny every time.
All right. We could talk about the tech part for quite a while.
Yeah, well, JB just fucking went home.
I know, he just left.
He was like, bye. He's got to go find his stink bug friend.
Where the cultist in the sewers did grab on to the quarterstaff. He had 3 success levels with an athletic test.
Oh, oh nice. Goodness. All right.
So he grabs it. Whew. And you're able to like guide him to the side, and he is able to crawl out and like flops onto the walkway, and he's like,
oh, so I immediately start tying him up.
He's what?
Hey. Oh, no, put your arm here. Yep.
No,
yep.
You stop right now.
Put it right through this loop. There you go. No.
And he tries to quit you from doing that. We'll do a pose strength test here.
He's at a pretty big disadvantage, right?
No.
Why? He's drowning, pretty much.
You undrowned him.
Do you remember that time I was drowning and I had to fight against my own noose trying to strangle me again because I miscast? Well, yeah,
because you miscast. You didn't miscast. Make a strength test.
What if instead of a strength test, it was a charm test?
No.
Okay.
He doesn't find you attractive anyway.
Wow, all right. 2 success levels. Let's go.
All right, 2 negative success levels. So you are able to kind of like hog tie him or
this
whatever.
This is a Gapapa first. Lucky is stronger than somebody.
I was not expecting that roll to come up, but.
Did you find out if you have rope?
Yeah. I have a noose around my neck constantly. It's the one that kind of killed me.
You tie him up with your.
With my noose.
Killed you noose?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's irony there.
And he's just like, hey, what are you doing?
Hey, don't worry about it. Just stay calm. It's cool. Everyone's cool.
Why are you killing the master race?
What?
They're going to get revenge. There's always more of them.
Wait, are you like with them or are you like a prisoner by them?
Oh, I'm a prisoner. Yeah.
I believe this guy. This guy's obviously kind of not in a good spot.
I'll do an intuition.
Yup. They were taking me to the tunnels to put me in the jail cells.
Oh, the jail cells. That's where we found Stubbs. All is tracking actually really heavily. Well, I'm really glad we saved you.
I thought that little half of them was familiar.
I think, so there's 3 of us, right? Let's be fair here. Lucky wants to do something stupid. Mina probably wants to tear out all his fingernails.
No, I need those scratch with those.
Oh, he does need those for scratch. And look at his scalp.
He doesn't need all of them.
And I would probably turn him into some sort of plant. So I feel like we should maybe flip for it.
Well, all we're trying to do, man, is just trying to find out what's going on down here.
It's the sewers. There's like shit going by. That's what's going on.
Well, yeah, you have a bunch in your beer. Let me get that.
Yeah, it's pretty gross. Smells real bad. Why'd you knock me in?
What? You fell in.
You tried to jump.
Yeah, I was trying to get away from them rat men's that had me prisoner.
You are such a liar.
No, we saved him. No.
Yeah, you saved me. Thank you. Can I get to help me to the surface?
He's a little polite. What is your name?
Huh?
What is your name?
Tigratty.
Junior high?
Well, they call me head.
What?
Huh?
Why do they call you that? Because you are the head of the secret cult organization?
He's not a rat, Mina. You can look at him.
Not yet, but he will be, and then he'll be a big fat rat. Do you want to be turned into a rat person?
What? No. Is that a thing? Can they do that? That's
isn't
crazy.
Isn't that what these were human men who dabbled with the dark powers and now they are rats?
I don't know if I could turn them into a full rat, but I could probably give them like whiskers and a big rat nose.
Or aren't they beastmen?
What?
Huh?
Are they a beastman?
Yeah.
But they do not have, like, horns or hooves.
But, like, aren't beastmen?
Well, that one
did. One has a horns.
That one did, like, you know, he's dead now.
Aren't beastmen just people that were, like, you know, turned into beasts or whatever?
He's dead.
No, they were, like, spawned directly from the dark power.
Wait, who's Disher?
Scratch is dead?
Yes.
Oh,
And everybody in that little ritual?
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even the old man. Especially the old man.
I'm real glad that... didn't have me in that ritual.
What did they want with the old man?
To put him in the ritual, I guess. They were taking people one by one from themselves. I think next was that halfling.
Hey, guys, I found a ladder.
How'd
over
you
here?
Get out of there? I mean, what are you doing? Who are you?
Yeah, we came down that ladder, Stubbs. Jeez, this guy.
Yeah, that's how we got here.
Can I kick this guy in the head to save you?
Sure.
Oh, he's got, really like, all right.
The big... He's not bald. He's got a little bit of a comb over, just like a couple of hairs. But like, his head seems bigger proportionally to his body.
That makes sense.
Hmm. Lucky, make a cool test.
I remember this guy.
Is he attracted to me?
No, make it average.
An average cool test, huh? Oh, yeah, 3 success left. I'm cool as balls.
All right, you don't think he's a mutant. You think he just has a big head?
Yeah.
He's pretty
not a,
sure.
He's not a mutant. He's just, you know. He's
I'm going to kick it.
Ah! So make a weapon.
Mina!
Do you want weapon skill or melee brawling?
Melee. You have. Oh, I forgot you melee brawling. I'm going to make like a hard dodge test because he's tied up and everything. Ooh, I rolled a 91.
Wow. I rolled a 57. So well, it's a pass no matter what.
Yeah, so he's like bleeding from the side of his head now. And he's like, ah!
What was the ritual for?
What was that? Why'd you kick me?
Because you're not answering my questions and I don't want to be in the sewer anymore.
I'm answering all your questions. Do you want to be in the sewer? Just leave.
He's been completely compliant, Mina.
No, he's not telling us any of the truth. He's lying to us.
Oh, God. Why would he lie to us?
This isn't working. We're going to have to try some other method to get answers out of him.
Stick his head in the sewer.
No. That was real gross.
What was the ritual for?
I don't know. This is what the master wanted.
You might not want to say the wrong thing, because you might put her foot in your mouth.
I mean, she kind of missed, but...
Well, do you want me to try
no,
again?
No, please don't. No, the master would take him in there. We weren't allowed in. People, humans.
How many humans are working with these rat people?
There's six of us.
Six of you?
Yeah.
Including you?
No, I'm a prisoner. Yeah, including me. Don't kick me, please.
All right.
Put my head in the sewer.
There was that one guy that Mina killed outside.
The people in the house, right?
There was three dead in that room.
How many do we find so far?
So, yeah, the one that Mina killed in the house, and then four down here, and this guy makes six.
Okay.
And why did they want the old man?
Yes, why like that old man specifically? Like, they, like, went into his home and abducted him.
Yeah, you put a ladder and you broke, like, a wall and stuff. Like, that seems like a lot of work for one old guy.
What? Broke a wall?
Well, you got into his house, right?
With the
ladder and stuff. Yeah, ladder into the larder.
Oh, larder I think ladder. They just got that guy tonight or something. I heard something about that. Yeah. I was on a patrol.
Yes, they got him tonight.
With them that you just killed.
What were you patrolling?
Just making sure nobody near our area here.
Like you're really bad at your job.
Well,
yeah, look, we're all here.
Obviously.
We found you, didn't we?
Yeah, and well, we killed you, didn't we?
Webby set off a bomb.
Yeah, a bomb?
And Bruno also.
There was a bomb.
Bomb?
There was a bomb. That's how all those rat people got killed during the ritual.
Killed all the rat people.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you do that?
Because they're evil and they're killing humans, duh.
Evil? All I understood, all I know...
Old guy, if that makes you more compliant, I don't really know how this works.
What?
I mean, I think we just need to separate him into his base elements and put him in the sewer again.
What's this guy talking about?
He wants to cut you into pieces.
Oh, no, don't, please. I'd like my pieces
more
together.
More like a sawing motion.
How did you get involved with the rat gristly. People?
Well, Skreth had some good ideas.
What were the good ideas?
He was gonna... I don't really know how it worked. He said something about unlimited warp stone from people. And it was like... Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
What do you like with warp stone?
Huh?
What do you want with warp stone?
Well, they like do magic with it.
Well, yeah, that's fair, actually.
Right? Bad for us. They like it. They're gonna take over someday anyway, so you might as well get on their side now.
Actually, just a fairly compelling reason.
Yeah.
As a professional ass kisser, I kind of get what he's saying.
You'll be killed by them later when they rise up and take over the surface, or help them.
Are you working with anyone in the city, or were what your
no
patriots working with like a Vickendorf or anything?
Working with a what?
Like a Vickendorf, maybe. What's his name now? What did he change it to?
Oh, I don't remember.
I don't know of a place called Vickendorf.
I said a person. A Wittgenstein.
Sounds like a Reichlander name.
It is a Reichlander name, actually.
Oh, I don't know any of them.
The head of the Merchants Guild.
In Reichland?
No, here. In Marienburg.
Well, that's not even the Empire.
Oh. Yeah, I know.
What the hell is you talking about?
Wait, did I say the wrong... It wasn't on purpose this time.
Oh. I thought it was. Yeah, Middenheim.
Middenheim. The guildmaster of Middenheim.
I don't know nothing about that.
Let's try a different tag.
What about the Tadbringer kid?
What do you know about this this yellow person, this yellow guy, Cole?
What do you mean?
What's that symbol? The symbol that all these other guys...
We picked a bunch of the symbols. One of these.
Oh, yeah, that's for thems.
What does it mean?
What do you mean? What does it mean?
Like, what do they call it?
I don't call it nothing. It's just the
like how Sigmar has the twin-tailed comet.
Oh, I don't know. Triangle? That's upside down? Point down triangle?
This is the master race. Oh, everybody behold the upside down triangle.
Mina, it is.
I don't speak their, I can't make the noises they make. I don't know everything.
It has no majesty.
What?
Like,
I mean, maybe they
he's about to crack.
Crowns are a whole lot of triangles.
Yeah, they probably call it square or something. I don't know.
You just said it's a triangle. This is not a square.
No, I can't make the same noises they do. They just tell us some stuff.
Why are you following? Why are you helping them then?
I already told you, because they're going to take over the world and I want to be on their side when they do it.
They're just going to like turn you into a slave or something.
No, I work with them. I'm respected.
Over the world. What about Gregor Wallenstein?
Sounds like a guy. I don't know.
He does sound like a guy.
How are they going to take over
this
the world?
Legit.
Do you have any idea how many Skaven are below just this city?
No, tell us how many.
Like way more than I could count.
Yeah.
Like 15.
No, like 12.
7. Yeah, 12.
Are you supernumerate?
There's probably thousands. Easily.
Are they all in like little pockets off of the sewers here?
No. I don't think so. They come up from deeper below.
Deeper below?
Yeah.
There's thousands of rat people below the city.
Where'd the ones that That's you really were working with come from?
Thousands
you know?
And thousands. Oh, I don't know. Deeper below?
How did they get there, though?
Tunnel?
Like a secret tunnel?
Well, I mean, they have tunnels, but they can make tunnels and stuff, and they got crazy machines that do all kinds of things, and they can zap and then drill and they can, you know, bite and claw their way through.
And you're telling me these are beastmen?
That's what I always heard.
I've never heard of that before.
I mean, it based on what you guys had told me about Castle Deakendorf, pouring out.
There were rats under there too.
It seems like a warp stone went pretty deep into a bunch of places, right? So if they got hold of a lot of it, it could be that they were amassing a big army, a big kind of uprising.
Is there
we should probably
uprising? Yeah, from below, everywhere.
Yeah, we should probably investigate how exactly the planet on coming up from below. Like, there has to be some sort of connection between these sewers and wherever the Skaven are, I'm assuming, breeding.
In the Barren Hills, too.
Mammoth.
They're everywhere. Especially where there's people like us. They like to do stuff, you know?
Oh, I like to do stuff.
No.
Too.
What do you mean, do stuff?
Well, like whatever Skreth was doing. I don't really understand it.
Oh, he had that naked guy.
Yeah, something about, I don't know, life force and. I don't know what that means, but...
Something about naked old men. They
naked
love it.
Old men.
Oh, it usually puts like a white robe on them. I've seen them walking them through.
Ooh.
Not allowed across the bridge, but I've seen them walking the people with a white robe through, and then they don't ever come back.
So do you ever, like, help round up people to put in the white robe?
Sometimes, yeah. Usually, like, beggars on the street. I mean, no, I was in this prison...
I'm starting to think that this guy isn't a good person.
Huh?
Yeah, this guy wasn't a beggar. He was the father of the guy whose house this was.
What house?
That we're underneath. We are underneath a noble's house.
A noble? Serves him right. Green bastards.
I mean, a little bit. But...
I mean, you know I have no love for nobles. Right. But, like, you can't just go into people's houses and abduct them.
Well, why not? There are no laws against that.
I'm pretty sure there are literally laws against that.
More important.
Well, I mean, there's no laws about that down here.
So is there...
So stupid logic.
Are you also, like, drinking, like, a low-calorie carbonated beverage? And you're like, there are no laws, because Skaven have claws. Like...
The two have nasty claws. The teeth is worse. I've been bit before. It hurts a lot.
Why did they bite
you? Like, you've been bit by a cat? Worse than that.
How'd you get involved with him in the first place, though?
What do you mean?
Like, how'd you become a part of this underground uprising?
Oh, my friend Peter told me about it, and I was like, that sounds good. Yeah.
I look immediately at Webby. The last name he told me to call him was Peter.
Was it really? Especially
as Dr. Webby.
Oh, no. Okay. Well, who's Peter?
Peter Tavelli.
Peter Tavelli?
Yeah.
How'd you meet Peter Tavelli?
Oh, we were drinking buddies, you know.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Do we know Peter Tavelli?
That name has definitely come up before. I don't take notes, though. My book is still in its plastic wrap.
That's true.
And I don't care to.
Peter Tavelli. Name rings a bell.
Why don't you make like a roll?
Oh, he was one of us down here.
So he's gone.
Well, yeah, we probably killed him.
So, free to go, right? I haven't done nothing wrong down here.
I do need my noose back.
You sure it wasn't Peter Kramer?
Probably administer
the dust?
What do they call it? The It's like when you operate on someone and they don't make it, but that was the point.
Killing
execute
them.
Execute him.
Oh, yeah.
We should execute him.
Execute him?
No, I think we bring him to the authorities, right?
I don't think they're going to believe us.
Yeah. No one believes nothing about them.
I mean, we have enough evidence.
There's 12 rat people corpses in the next room. What do you mean they won't believe us?
They're going to come and clean it up, though. Like, they're going to come from below, and they're going to, like, laugh at us and think that we're crazy.
They can't clean up all these tunnels in time.
You know what I think we should do?
I think
we should stuff this fool full of those roots that you guys found, and then we should lock him in one of the cells.
That's a very expensive way to keep him quiet inside a barrel.
Oh, is that worth a lot?
It's about a gold a dose.
Oh, I thought that it just like caused diarrhea.
No, it.
Okay.
No, it puts
you.
Want
diarrhea? I've got other stuff.
It makes you real level. Like, you know what I mean? Okay. If you don't want to do nothing but also want to be awake for some reason,
right?
Yeah, this stuff real good for
that. Never mind. Honestly, Webby and Lucky, it would be best if you just never ask me to get any of those like materials for you from your bags or whatever. Like, hey, grab me the whatchamacallit that dulls the pain and I will get you the thing that causes diarrhea. Please never ask me because I cannot keep this.
And honestly, that's on me. I carry a lot of things that cause diarrhea. It's a real target rich environment there.
And the itching.
I do have some jock. You want some jock?
Give him some jock.
No.
Can I pat this guy down?
Yeah.
All right.
Sure.
I pat him down and lift his pouch.
First of all, he's disgusting because he was in the sewer.
Yeah.
He doesn't really have anything because he threw his club at you. But he does have a pouch with 2 silver pieces in it.
Wow.
Like, well, this is good. And services rendered.
I don't want to kill this guy.
All right, hang on. I do. I rolled a willpower test and I failed, so.
Listen, it happens. Okay.
Any other questions?
I mean.
What?
Well, I mean.
Yeah, I got questions. Who are all you?
Oh, my name is Dr. Jerry Crumpet.
No, don't give him our names.
Oh, names. Thanks for saving me from drowning.
Oh, you're welcome. Listen, as someone that has nearly drowned in a sewer before, it sucks.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, I never thought I would meet someone else that done that.
Yeah. Listen, man, it happens to the best of us.
You're right.
Yeah, you're all right too, man.
Yeah. So, I think we could all be good friends.
I think, you know.
Why are you looking at me like that, lady?
Just hold still, okay?
What?
Yeah, he's all yours.
So, and then I was like, you guys are never going to believe this. And I, like, leaned my sword.
Believe what, Mina?
What?
I, like, set my sword down and, like, lean on it.
Mina, your sword's right in his chest. Oh, gee whiz, it went through his chesticles.
Yeah, that joke made no sense whatsoever. She just kind of, like, started that out of nowhere. Oh, he's dead!
He's just like, what is counted as a helpless. So like you could basically get an automatic crit and like max whatever. You can just run them through.
Mina.
Do you want to get your noose back?
Well, yeah.
Okay, take it off him now.
Okay.
Mina, if you're not at full resolve, you can get a point.
Sweet. And then I'm going to push him into the sewer.
Wait, hold on. Let me get the knot out.
News, of course, get your noose back.
Just like kick his body in. You need to be so hardcore sometimes.
Bye.
That's what you get.
So there's thousands of these things underneath the city, and they're all over the place?
They're like all over everywhere we have been. So I don't think it's our fault, though. I think they were here before we got here. Like, it's not like they're following us. But so now we have this problem underneath the city, and we have the problem above on the city, which is also probably a little bit below the city, because we know cultists love to, like, summon demons in the sewer.
Well, that's the thing. We're already dealing with demons with the nobles, and they're working with these people, too.
It's too much.
What we should really figure out is if there's a way that they're getting up to the surface from underground. Like, what are the points of access?
Yeah.
Mm. And they are and always underground. They're in basements and dungeons and caves. And
right? They're everywhere. God.
Put little pieces of wood over all those entrances.
Yeah. Or like some like metal like mesh.
Oh.
No.
Nail Maybe it. Like a sign saying no trespassing.
Yeah.
Something very sternly worded.
Yep.
Well, if I know rats, we're going to need some big rat traps for these ones.
Do you think, like below Castle Wittgenstein, that there's like some big giant meteor warp stone thing here?
Maybe. No.
Do you know who we know who has the ear of someone very influential in this town?
Dieter.
The doctor.
Exactly. Dieter could send a message to the Graf to tell him about this impending invasion.
How do you intend to communicate to Dieter to actually do that, though? We brought up taxes, and the dude was just like, yeah, there's no taxes, whatever, cool.
Well, if he's not receptive to it, then just we make Mina the new Dieter, and then she tells the Graf.
That actually is probably our quickest path.
I like how nobody is
personally satisfying for me, so let's do that.
I like how nobody has known about this invasion for a long time. I mean, it was kind of like a secret invasion.
But do you think the Graf will take it seriously? Again, these are creatures that are like lore.
Personally,
you know,
no.
Like, it's like mythology kind of thing. Like, nobody's going to believe it. And then to say, oh, hey, you are planning on going to war with the Empire, but also you should check out your sewer situation.
I think every single nobleman or person in power that we've ever interacted with has always been part of the problem. They probably know, and they would probably like hold it against us somehow. We'd probably go to jail and get hung.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't be flashing those like little symbols around to anybody on the surface side.
Who do we trust that's not part of like the establishment?
The Church of Sigmar.
I mean,
establishment.
I know we're not part in the Empire right now or whatever, but like the Sigmar's kind of the establishment.
Yes, but I think that they will believe us about the rats.
From what I know, they like to burn first and then ask questions afterwards.
Yeah, they do like to lean on swords on people who are helpless and then push them in a sewer. So, like, you know, it does happen out there in the wild. That was just kind of a random example. I don't know where I thought of that, but like...
But, again, you're cleansed by fire, so I feel like Bruno is fairly well cleansed right now.
He's super cleansed, except for maybe that hand that I had to stomp out to get his wedding ring. But, like, you can't have everything, okay? Mm. So he's all cleansed except for his one super extendy left arm.
No, it was both. I tried to put him on, like, a backpack. He just stayed on the floor.
God.
Dirty hands, dirty soul.
That's so crazy. Anyway, so I feel like I should send one of these symbols to Herman in Altdorf.
Yeah.
You know, because he will definitely believe us for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And then at that point, like, I have one problem that I want to solve in this city. I cannot solve this problem.
It's real big.
It was hard enough for you and I to fight four rats. And honestly, you did most of the work that time. I can't kill thousands of rats. I would love to.
Yeah.
Give me my other sword and I will just cut through them.
No, we definitely need some outside assistance.
I don't want to put this out there or put this stress on, you know, kind of a huge deal. Maybe Jana would know something. She's working directly for the
Yeah.
The guy and
yeah.
I don't want to put that, you know, kind of like pressure on the date or whatever. I was just trying to like hold hands a little bit, but like, I don't know. She seems like she probably has a good head on her shoulders. Yeah.
And you could totally like tell her about it while you're holding her hand and be like, do you know what this hand did? I killed 4 rat creatures in the sewer.
I don't want to brag to her, but like,
you need to build yourself up. Women love,
I don't want
to
eat food,
Mina. Like full of himself, you know?
Oh yeah, I'm never full. But
you've got to put on that the airs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Be inflatable.
Hey, Stubbs.
Yeah.
You're an investigator, is that it? A detective?
I do like to find things out that people have left behind.
Oh, he does lift a lot of pouches. That's fair. That's where people keep secrets.
Mm.
It seems like we might need to find out how the Skaven are accessing Altdorf.
Mm.
If we can figure out that path, we can at least give either the church or the Graf information on how to stamp out this scourge.
Hmm. Okay.
You gear up for the case?
I think so. I will need a lot of flour. We could put a lot of flour around the entrances to all the basements and see who comes in and out of those entrances. That way, we know which entrances they're using. And the sewers. Sewers, too. Lots of flour.
A lot of flour. Some halfling magic.
Oh, my God.
Well, and if they're coming up from the sewers, right, their feet will probably be wet, right?
Oh, yeah. They'll leave doughy tracks all throughout town. We easy to follow.
Roll them up in flour, right?
Yep.
And look for the wet spot.
Just look for the wet spots.
Yeah. That makes a lot of sense.
Okay, so we got some time. Tomorrow, I believe it's time for me to fight the Graf's champion.
I think tomorrow's your last chance.
Hmm.
Is tomorrow Murktide? Yeah, right?
Yeah.
That's what my date is.
Yeah.
I still haven't found First Janna yet either. City's just so
big. Oh, no, there's one more day after that. There's 2 more days of challenges to the Graf's champion.
Why don't we mull this over for tonight, and tomorrow we can come to some sort of conclusion, some sort of plan of action here.
Maybe we can ask the lady at the Red Moon, too. Like, what was that guy's name? Peter something?
Peter Tavelli.
Tavelli? Mm-hmm. If this dude's just out there, there's people out there just at bars waiting for people to get drunk and then recruiting them to work with a bunch of beastmen.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's probably more people out there doing that.
Absolutely.
Bring people into the fold with it.
Yes.
All right, sure. We can hit the pavement. Ask the usual, round up the usual suspect. It seems like the authorities would be more well suited to that sort of task.
I don't trust the authorities, man. Like, they've always proven to be on the wrong side of everything.
I guess they're the ones that allowed the Skaven to get this foothold in the first place.
I've definitely heard something about this Sergeant Crowpuffer. She is one mean lady. She's, I really think that she's, I mean, from what I've heard in the cells, that tell me that she's
alone,
like,
in the cells.
Yep. Really taking off on the taxes. She's, I think she's in line with these rat men as well. I've made that connection at least.
Well, that's actually a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
You've been investigating stuff for a while now.
I've been around town.
So Kraut Puffer, huh?
Yep. That's what I've heard. Maybe we should go and pay her a visit.
Are you okay?
Judy's hatred of this NPC is just...
took his fucking gun.
Surpassing character. It's so good. He said crowd preference. I lost it. What?
Stubbs.
She's mean.
Do you have family in the city?
You know what? I just might. I think I might have 9 family in the city.
You said
9 family.
In his introduction, you said you had a wife, but no kids.
Yep.
But lots of cousins and brothers and sisters.
So they're all in the city?
Probably from the Klein Moot.
I didn't say that.
I asked how many... I had
9 family in the city.
Okay, yeah, so the question I just asked was, do you have family in the city? You said, yes, 9. And I said, oh, great. So they're in the city? And you said, no, that's not what I said.
Well, I mean, Dan was like, oh, you got a wife and some cousins. I mean, they might be in the city. 9 of them are. Depends on who we run into to see which ones they are.
Yeah, we do need to establish a little bit more of that with Stubbs. Like, is he from Middenheim? Is he like from the Klein Moot where all the other halflings live? Or
that's a great idea, and I think that's 40% possible.
Oh my god!
What? Can I ask you a personal question, Stubbs?
Oh, I really don't like to get personal, but
do you work for like a major outfit? Do you work for the police in some form, or like a newspaper? Are you just kind of an individual, like solo private investigator?
I am a pretty private dick.
I don't know if that. I think that answers the question, but. So, I mean, obviously, this is affecting the city that you and up to 9 of your potential family members are living in. You know, I feel like we could really use your help if that's something you're capable of.
I'll take your help and get into the bottom of this case. I can't pay anything, but...
He's impossible to talk to.
I will take your assistance.
I'm not even part of this conversation. I'm so frustrated for you.
Consider this one in gratis. This one's on the house. You don't have to pay us for this, but if you can sleuth a snooth or something here, like, you know, I think this goes all the way from the bottom to the top, man.
Find that crack to put your nose in.
Yep. This one stinks. And it's not just the sewers. This one goes right to the top.
Yeah, I just said that. Yep. Appreciate it. What a good listener you are. So let's get out of here.
Oh, about that. I found a ladder.
We've already gone over that too. That's how we got here. Okay, cool. Let's go back. I need to clean up. I'm done with the day. Let's get you some food. Maybe you'll start making sense then.
Get you making some sense then. Good luck. You're talking to JB.
All right.
Lucky starts handing off. Let's go. Come on.
Does everybody follow?
Yeah.
Yes. Let's go.
All right. Head back to the Templar's Arms. I wonder if Stubbs will remember the name of places.
Don't. Why would you even put that in his vocabulary?
Or does Stubbs just go home? Does he live in Middenheim?
Oh, that's a great question. Wouldn't you like to know the answer to that?
That's why I asked it.
He definitely has 2d10 worth of family here.
Yep.
Oh, so he does live in Middenheim. Great. So you have a house?
We're taking that. We're writing that down.
Good question. Questions that need answers. Yeah.
So we need to go search that house. Let's climb up this ladder. Let's search this house for any signs of evidence that he was being targeted for any reason. Who knows? Maybe someone way at the top wanted this guy gone and he hired rat people to do this and rat people are planning their own thing. I don't know. This just seems like a lot.
All right. It does.
Webby, Lucky, make me a challenging endurance test.
No, stop. Why are you asking
this? For climbing
this?
A ladder?
Sure, I'd love to. Sounds like a fun thing for me to do.
I'm rolling like Stubbs today. I rolled a 12 on that bad boy. Wow. You said an endurance test?
I did.
Yeah, that's like 4 success levels. You said average? Make a 6. They're small.
No, just challenge.
Oh, okay. Just 4.
I got 3 success levels. Okay. Also, I apologize for hiccuping.
Why do you keep asking that? Do we have something in our pockets or something?
What? Don't worry about it. You passed it. It's fine.
Oh, he brings up a good point.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. All right.
I searched this place from top to bottom, mostly on the bottom.
I'll search upstairs.
All right, so we should have activated the map back in the house. If you guys want to walk around, check things out. Looks just the same as it did a couple hours ago.
Oh, look at all these dead human bodies.
Or like an hour-ish. maybe an hour and a half ago. Yeah, the human bodies don't look like they were members of the Yellow Fang. You don't see any obvious of that, like, pale yellow everybody else was wearing. Something like the last guy, head there, he was wearing, like, a yellow vest that was all filthy, even before he fell in the sewer water.
You guys, we're going to have to always be on the lookout for people wearing yellow and people wearing purple.
Oh, yeah. Yellow. Yep.
Blah. So, like, can I make an intuition check on kind of what Head was saying and these people up here? Were these related or was this a separate situation? Were people breaking in here while rat people just happened to be coming in and just grabbing a body?
Also, you don't have to roll it. When Mina was interrogating the other guy before she killed him, right after Bruno exploded.
Yeah.
He was saying that they just kind of stumbled on him. They didn't realize that the house had, like, was connected to the tunnels here. And they kind of stumbled upon him and they're like, we got to take care of this. So they don't, right. Like, so, like, you figure that by eliminating what you found there, like, they easily could have turned this house into, like,
oh yeah, a base of operations.
Yeah, staging ground and whatnot. And you feel like you probably have stopped that from happening.
So,
but you don't know how big, like, was this a tiny cell of Skaven or was it part of a bigger thing? You don't really know that.
So why the hell did this old man and his son have access to the sewers? Like, why did they want that? There's got to be something here for that.
They could be smugglers. They could,
Smugglers actually makes a lot of sense. That's the first smart thing I think you've ever said.
Well, they could have just been
Lucky's getting cranky.
I'm mad!
We'd have had to pop up from somewhere, right?
I'll take a look around the house, see what incriminating evidence I could turn up. See what my nose knows.
You don't smell any turnips.
Nuts. Do I smell nuts?
No. Looks like somebody already took a handful of stuff out of, like, each bag and barrel in the pantry.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, I would like to search around upstairs and desks and drawers, dressers, nightstands, that type of thing.
You kind of turned it all over before, you were looking for, I feel like you're looking for different things time. Here, it just seems like this guy, like, well-to-do, not like, you're not sure if he was a no, he's not like, you find some papers that have his name on it. His name was, I said it before.
Brian Terwilliger.
And I'll say it again.
Peter Tavelli.
Is this Peter Tavelli?
Klaus.
Klaus.
But his last name doesn't have, like, a Von or anything, so he's not, like, actually a noble.
Okay.
He's just clearly a well-to-do something. You're not sure exactly what he did based on this, but, like, obviously he had more money than the average person.
Well, if he's not a noble, but he has more money than most people should, maybe he was just used as a patsy to smuggle goods.
And it's very good that we killed all the Skaven in the sewers, because this is could have been, you know,
I already know what this punchline is going to be, but go for it.
Of mouse.
So I put that services rendered as the episode title. I kind of want to change to House of Mouse now.
Yeah, it's good. Like, I hate that it was really good.
That's so stupid. I'll put them both down on the other side in a moment.
Well, I found this ring, right? And the grimoire.
Yep.
It could be a secret musketeer that we'll need later.
I'll just see if House of Mouse is, like, trademarked.
Oh, yeah.
Don't want to get in trouble
for that. It probably is, yeah.
Definitely is.
Oh, it's real good.
So, okay, so we know the guy's name. Is there any, there's no papers or anything in here of people that he was, like, working with? Or, like, what his job function was?
I think he was just a victim of being in a house that happened to be above Skaven tunnels. I'm saying that's the easiest explanation.
Yeah. Right. But if unfortunate.
If they were saying, like, they came across them when they were already in the sewers, though, like, they obviously had some interaction needing these tunnels and stuff, right? Or no? Or did I misunderstand that? Yeah,
what he said was kind of unclear. Maybe the people, like, maybe the cultists stumbled on, like, oh, where's this ladder go? Like, oh, this is a person's house. Oh, we can't have this. Like, you're not sure which way the interaction went.
So, could you just give me the answer to the solution, please?
42.
Well, okay, what's the question, though?
What's the meaning of life?
You gotta spend a long time figuring out what the question is.
But I already knew the question.
No, you don't know the question.
The question is, what's going to happen in 208 next week?
Player don't hate.
As players got some information, but seem even more confused than usual.
It's dumb. That's and true. I don't like it.
You're welcome.
I gotta make my character.
Damn it, JB. Yes. Please.
Oh, every question I asked you, I was like, he's gonna make a butt joke.
Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed this show, check out all the other great shows here at the Professional Casual Network. Like what, Danny?
I'll tell you. On Mondays, we've got the Lost Omens podcast, our Pathfinder 2E actual play, hosted by me, playing through the Extinction Curse AP. Also, streaming on twitch.tv/professionalcasualnetwork at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, you can check out, oh yeah, The Power Phase, our Marvel Crisis Protocol live battle report show. On Tuesdays, the podcast version of Wait, Did I Roll a Wild? Our Marvel Crisis Protocol Povlog is available. On Wednesdays, alternating releases on the Patreon, we have Settling the Southlands, our homebrew Wolforp actual play, and The Slithering, a Pathfinder 2nd edition actual play. And on Thursdays, live at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on twitch.tv/professionalcasualnetwork, we've got Wait, Did I Roll a Wild? Our Marvel Crisis Protocol Povlog.
You can also check out back episodes of Elite Eight Showdown and the first 39 episodes of the Lost Omens podcast, the first 24 episodes of Settling the Southlands, and the first handful of episodes of The Slithering on the YouTube at youtube.com/theprofessionalcasual.